Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out and it's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Mike, I want to be the first to say it to you because I'm guessing no one has. May the 4th be with you, buddy.
No one has said it
May
to me.
May the 4th be with
I'm
you.
I'm such a big Star Wars guy.
I know you are.
I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to watch all the movies.
All of them.
Watch them all. What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Kind of like them all.
No, don't give me that crap.
My favorite has been and continues to be Empire Strikes Back.
Which one is that?
That is the, of the original three, that is the middle one.
So number two.
Number two, but episode five.
All right, number two.
That is the one where Luke finds out who his father is, and he is none too pleased. That is where he says
that's Darth Vader's the father.
Where he screams, that's not true! That's impossible! And his hands cut off, and then he falls, and he lands in the Millennium Falcon, and then that's how they ended that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway. What's the one where Luke and Leia have sex?
No, they didn't.
What's that one?
No, that never happened.
On that free channel you're watching.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
that's on your...
I only got 1 month left.
This is the longest free trial
it was 3 months.
In the history of mankind.
3 months. And you know what? I'm keeping it.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
That good?
$16 a month? Let's go.
$16 a month?
Yeah.
Wow. That's...
Hey, can't put a price on good naked.
I think you actually can. I think they have. It's $16 a month. That's what they did.
Yeah, but you know, some of the other channels, I priced them out.
Oh?
Yeah, I did some searching. At least on the DirecTV, they got some other less reputable naked channels. That's like $40 a month.
Because I remember back in the day, there used to be Spice. Remember the Spice channel?
I think Spice is gone.
Yeah, I know, but that's one where there was Playboy Channel and then there was Spice Channel. I only know this because of the blurry channel, like, very scrambled signal I used to sometimes be able to get with the cable box.
Yeah.
If you jiggled that cable just the right way, you got something.
No, you couldn't get it if you jiggled.
No, you got it, but you could see a little bit. You could see some things.
The day
outlines.
I got the cable descrambler box.
Oh, I bet that was magical.
The greatest day of my life. I got all the wrestling pay-per-views and all the naked that I wanted. But back then, it was tasteful naked.
Oh,
at least on my cable
system.
Are
you sure?
They didn't have the hardcore stuff. It was just tasteful.
Oh, it was all softcore.
Yeah, it was like, you know, the Playboy models dancing around to music, which was still good.
Sure.
But I didn't get the... Maybe my cable system, like, they were just prudes, the people who ran it.
There was no Carlos Baerga getting
slapping
ready for
it
a game.
On a
you didn't,
steel stool.
You didn't have that, is what you're saying.
I mean, I had that.
Right. I got it. Now... Let me ask you, with all of the various movies you've watched, have you stumbled into and do you enjoy, as Ted brought up, the parody movies where I can't name any of the titles of these things because they're all too obscene for the radio, but where they're like, hey, did you like this movie or this
like
thing?
Forrest Hump.
Yes, that's a good one. There's an idea of just very loosely, we're going to base this sexcapade on a popular movie.
No, I was never a big fan of that.
See, me neither.
Because that requires time and effort. I don't want to watch porn for a long time.
Right.
I want to, you know, it's like going to Target. I want to get in, get out. I don't want to loiter.
I think you've really hit on something because I think for a lot of people, I think there's two types of people in this world. People who watch porn and people who go to Target.
Well, I mean, like you go to
you
Nordstrom,
both,
right? You go to Nordstrom.
But you get something out of it.
Maybe
different.
You don't even need anything. You're walking around. They got cashmere sweaters out. You feel the material. You want to enjoy the experience. I go to Target. I just want some toilet paper and some paper plates, and I'm getting the hell out of there. I don't want to loiter in there.
You don't loiter in there.
No.
And that's the way you feel about porn.
Yes. I don't want to sit there and watch more than 2 minutes. If I'm watching more than 2 minutes, it's because you have not done your job, porn.
Well, that's a thing that it's interesting you bring that up because... you know, a lot of morning shows in our business, a lot of like, oh, back in the day, there was this Mr. Skin guy. I don't know if he's still around.
I think he's still around.
You know who I'm talking about,
yes,
though?
Yes.
The guy would be a guest that you'd hear on all these like morning zoo type shows, like, hey, everybody.
Jack and Dick.
Right. We're going to talk to the guy who tells us where the naked scenes are in this movie. Coming up next.
And that's Dickie the Punchline Donkey on 97.1.
Right. And that guy's job is essentially to watch as many movies as he can and then document exactly when the nudity is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to think, boy, that would be annoying. Why do you want to watch a whole movie? But you're saying maybe the usage for that is just you go right to minute 47:03 of whatever movie and you get to see the 2 minutes of Natalie Portman doing whatever. And then you're like back out of the movie and you're done.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying you would do.
Yeah. I don't want to watch Black Swan.
Right.
In its entirety.
You're just looking for
scenes that I'm
looking for
the hot moments
is what you're looking for.
Hot.
So that guy, did you ever use his services? Did you ever go and find him to be useful or no?
In the early days of things. I got to tell you, at this point in 2022, somebody taking their top off now, that's like what I assume is in church. Regular nudity doesn't do it for me anymore.
I hate to break it to you. Church has not moved that far
well,
down the meter,
that's the problem.
Mike.
We talked about this. Like, back in the day, wrestling, they would have the crazy ladder matches.
Yeah.
The first ladder match was like, oh, they used the ladder, and they swung it around and hit the guy. You're never going to see anything like this again. And then 10 years later, they're still doing ladder matches, but they have to keep topping themselves.
They light the ladder on
right,
fire.
Right, so it's
they
lighting
wrap
stuff
it in barbed
on fire.
Wire,
yeah. It's just crazy. That's where we are, I think, with pornography right now, where you go to 16-year-old me, and you just give me a glimpse of a nipple, and
oh,
I'm satisfied.
Sure. Right.
Now, that's not even enough to get me to open my eyes. I don't care.
I like the idea that you serve for porn with your eyes closed, and you're like, I'm just going to figure this one out by sound.
It I'm just heightens all the other
around.
Senses.
If I hear a little Carlos Baerga reaction, I may open up and look. But otherwise, if it's just someone
what
going like,
that?
Oh, is
Are
that
they
my-
digging beans out of a can? What is that? What is that sound? I must check it out.
Is that spam? What is that?
They're really trying.
I mean,
it's really
an
stuck
email.
In that can,
get your
man.
Mind out. I mean, an email that you don't want. That's what I mean.
They
spam. Calm down. Jeez.
Pounding spam meat out of the can. That's exactly right.
Thank you.
You
Thank
know,
you, Milan, for that. That was very good. I'm glad you enunciated
back
that for
in
everyone.
The day, you know, when they had baseball on the radio.
Yeah.
They weren't really at these games. They were doing, like, you know, ticker tape updates.
Oh, yeah.
Where a guy in the studio would be doing the play-by-play, and then he would make the sound effects.
Or he'd have a sidekick, like, you be the guy, and I'll do the sound. Like, call something
and
that happened.
And the 1-2 pitch.
Whack.
And it's a little bit more professional than just
well,
whack.
I don't have wood in it.
I don't have
wooden bat and ball to hit and make the noise like they probably had back then.
So
I'm not a Foley artist.
They would create the atmosphere.
Yeah. And that's and
what
now,
if the same thing existed for porn?
Maybe it did back in the day. There was a lot of radio dramas back then.
Yeah, but I don't think they had that.
No? You're saying at like WNBC, they weren't doing that? Back in the day, I'm shocked.
Ah, oh, Fred was supposed to get the spam. How are we going to do this now, Fred?
Well, better call in our specialist, Carlos Baerga. He can help. He'll help us out. There we go.
Got to get Bryce to microwave some fish. Go, Bryce.
Whoa, this is like Inception on the radio, man. He just mentioned the thing
By the
that
way,
I saw the thing.
All you dummies, sending me the meme with the picture of me. Yes, I've seen it. It's 10 years old. Stop it.
I remember that being a thing when I first started working at this radio
it's
station, which is, yes,
old.
10 years, at least 10 years.
I don't know why they used my picture because they probably went into Google and just typed in picture of Common Man.
Yeah,
and that's
probably.
What popped up. And like, well, just use this ugly guy.
Well, that means they at least picked you over the other guy. That's good. They're like, who's
Dan
this
Cole?
Ugly SOB in Minnesota?
Oh, he's got
screw
some spam.
Him.
That's right.
Now, this guy, he's handsome. Let's put him on here.